were we?
The last thing you're talking about is legalizing the C5, military C5s. It seems a week ago.
If we could commission them.
Decommission them, and that you would take over and you would open the charter company.
We could decommission the C5, would be an amazing thing because it has the same capacity as the Antonov. It has American-made parts. So if something goes wrong, we can
It really would help American shippers,
commerce. It
American commerce,
would help international commerce, Jeff.
actually
If you're
globally,
going to
right?
do
But and
airplanes.
who's your biggest shippers? Who's shipping the big freight, right? It's refineries, probably not on the Antonov. They're going ocean, but it's the drillers.
You've got Westinghouse, the oldest
Okay,
generating
well
company
that's an
on the earth.
American company. So the beneficiary, it would be all American beneficiaries.
Mostly American beneficiaries.
So
Because Antonov
because the C5 would be an American company, theoretically it would be run by an American chartering company. C5 is American parts. C5 is an American plane.
plane.
And to your point, right, Westinghouse, American. Drillers, by and large, these are American companies are bringing shit into America for.
Westinghouse is technically Tyco Westinghouse now, which is
It is Tico, huh? Singaporean.
electric.
What are they?
Taiwan electric.
It's Taiwan Electric Company.
Don't want China to buy down, take them over. Whatever. Anyway, that's the loud, that's a
And
soft-spoken.
again, China owns America, doesn't it?
Right.
So where are we going to get the money to finance all the operations? And we're going to borrow it from China anyway. So,
Probably true.
and then where are we going to get the money to borrow to finance the financing of the operation? That's going to come. Tell me again how the US dollar is the strongest currency.
I couldn't do that. Maybe AOC could tell you that. You know, that broke ass bartender from Brooklyn that nobody would screw, and then she got elected to Congress. Now she's worth $23 million and she thinks everybody wants to screw her.
Is she worth 23 million?
The latest. That's
That's gonna
amazing.
be my tagline for the podcast to get clicks. AOC is worth
Look up
23 million dollars.
the article. There's an article on it. There's a literal article on it. Look it up. It's there. It's true.
Wow. And her district is doing really bad. I guess you were telling me to do that now, because that's part of our thing.
It?
I'm a little buzzed, I'm not gonna
Me too. I'm not gonna lie either. I just wished it was Whiskey Wednesday. I almost couldn't say it.
Whiskey Wednesday. AOC net worth. Open secret. Her net worth for 2018 was $8,500. As in 8,000.
Which is like more than mine
You are in shipping.
right now. That's a lifetime. That's 32 years of freight forwarding, man.
You're in shipping. Here it is. Here it is, dude. I'm going to share the screen. Fact check by Reuters. Look at this. Most recent in 2021.
My God, I was low.
Yes.
29 million.
In 2021, she had 45,000 in assets, including her 401k.
Okay.
And she owed 15,000 in student debt, so she had to disclose that
She
she
was
was
doing pretty
elected,
good. She was doing good. She was paying down her stuff. That's
paying
good.
down her debt. Despite this, blah blah blah, 29 million. Most of these cite as their source, blah blah blah. So they're saying no, that
Oh,
she
there's no,
does.
oh, this is a disclaimer saying no, that's not true.
I don't know, man. This is back in 21. She does not have a net worth. Okay.
Okay, all right. I'll retract. I'll retract. I was believing social media what I thought was always
So
true.
all these articles, baseless claim, baseless claim.
Oh, I thought it was always true. Trump says it's going to be a bloodbath if he's not elected. That's true, right? That's this week's biggest thing.
Hey, you know what? We're about getting down to the truth here.
We are about getting down to the
We're
truth.
about facts.
And country music at three chords in the truth. And I think that our podcast is three drinks in the truth. That's the good stuff. That's called a Kentucky hug.
Kentucky hug.
Yes, sir. That's what it's called.
Olcott Bourbon
I
Review.
am not a Kentuckian. Obviously, I'm a Texan. I'm a diehard Texan. I have it tattooed on my body. I love Texas. I will never leave Texas. It is what it is. But Kentucky bourbon is my passion.
Wow, these guys were pretty harsh on Wolcott.
Wow. Wow. What were they? Wow. Number 166. What? Seriously? We're never going to talk about fuel surcharge, are we?
Oh, we did. We went into it
Oh,
and
we
then we
didn't.
got on rabbit trails.
We didn't really. No, we went off the rails. It was Whiskey Wednesday. We have great ideas on Whiskey Wednesday, but
Listen, we didn't. We're googling AOC net worth and Reddit reviews on birth.
I love it. If I wasn't on this show, I would subscribe to this show. This is great. This is great. I want to because I want to subscribe to something that's going to make me mad, and then I just see happy stuff. Cheers.
Can't believe you just said
Right, you might have to edit that out. Maybe not, because that was from a movie. That's not me. I was quoting a movie, right? It was okay for the movie.
look at this guy. $43 a bit on the high side to make a blind buy. Wow. You're drinking the wrong stuff, buddy.
That's I don't know because
Listen, look at this guy. He is writing a novel. He proceeded to grab the bottle off the shelf, led me over to the little sample station that was set up, and pour me a nice little sample. What is this, man? Pleasant sweetness to it. This is the stuff I'm drinking right now. A touch of oak and caramel, a good mouth feel. I would agree with that. And a little heat.
mouthfeel. I don't know. I don't think I've ever
I'm
met.
not going to use that term to ever describe anything going in my mouth, but
I don't measure a mouthfeel. All I want
you know, David, what would you say is what would you consider something to have a bad mouth feel? What is something that has a bad mouth feel?
know is how. No, I'm gonna say, coconut. I don't like coconut, Jeff. That has a bad mouthfeel.
Dude, I don't like coconut either. I thought I'm the only one.
No, we're brothers, obviously.
Cindy
Coconut,
loves it.
like
What's the bourbon you're drinking?
Joseph Magnus.
So, to anybody actually listening at this point in the podcast, the Wolcott Rickhouse Reserve is good.
All right, look up my Joseph Magnus, bro.
I'm looking it up now, Joseph. Magnus. Is it the cigar blend?
It's just no,
Just regular?
I don't, let me read it. Straight bourbon whiskey finished in sherry and cognac casks. No.
Triple cask?
Bourbon whiskey and just says straight bourbon whiskey,
Oh,
bro.
Breaking Bourbon. This actually is a great site for reviews. This is the one I was looking for, not Reddit. This deal, if you're ever looking for a bourbon review.
I can't get the camera to focus on it. God dang it. Let me do this. It's almost like the camera seeing things like I'm seeing things right now.
Joseph Magnus Bourbon Review on Breaking.
Bam! There you go.
In-depth review.
In depth. So.
Ready?
Yeah.
The nose, the palate, and the finish. Uniqueness. Look at all
Sure.
that. Look at these guys. This is a friggin' review.
I don't care for all that shit.
Sip starts with the sweeter notes of cherry pie filling, vanilla, and brown sugar.
No.
Are you on with this? Are you agreeing?
No.
No?
No. No, but hold on.
Orange rind drizzled with light honey?
Let's do it one thing at a time. Hold on. One thing. One. Nose. Expressive and enticing. The nose starts off with scents of orange rind drizzled with light honey. I didn't think of any of that shit.
That's interesting.
Hold on. Let me do it again. No, honestly, I got hints of Ace Bandage.
Of what?
I know that's not gonna play well for the brand, but it was my first impression. Let's just go with it. So palate.
Ape
sip,
finish? Did you say ape
sip,
finish?
Hold on. Sip starts with sweeter notes of cherry pie filling. All right, hold on. Let me do that.
The bourbon touches four different barrels. That's interesting.
No, so my palate on the first sip, my first impression was...
That's not your first sip, David. Let's not lie to the people here.
Oh, okay. It was fucking fantastic bourbon. That's what my sip was right there on the palate. On the palate, I said it was a fucking fantastic sip.
This isn't Wikipedia. I can't add to it.
Ah, shit. And then the finish. Jar flavors from the palate slide into the finish to round things out. Green peppercorn, oak, leather. No, I don't know. None of it. I don't get any of that.
Dry oak. Dry oak with a hint of medicinal cherry. Similar to a Hall's cough drop.
None of that. None of
I
that.
Wonder if you got it. And this is what you got? This bottle?
Ah, beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, well.
Beautiful thing. When I'm tired and...
Perfect timing, man. I would say we shut this thing down. Say goodbye. We ask some people to send us all to their friends. Did I lose you? David? David, till he comes back. Thank you all for joining Chain Reaction. It was fun. We had a bunch of different topics we covered. If you're looking to get in touch, just click on the notes below for me or for David. We can help you with any of your shipping needs. If you're looking to get into some apartments or RV parks, hit me up. We've got a couple of deals in the pipeline and would love to partner with you. Thanks a lot, man. Bye.